Yo, yo, welcome to my podcast, My Two Cents on Life. I'm your host, Coach James. Through my podcast, I will preach and teach you how to live a happy and healthy, authentic lifestyle through various topics combined with my own life experiences. Yo, y'all, thank y'all for listening to my podcast. Let's get started. Yo, yo, what's going on, y'all? Happy Mind and Body Transformation Tuesday. I love Tuesdays. One main reason why I love Tuesdays is not just because it's Transformation Tuesday for the mind and the body, but also I upload my podcast episodes every Tuesday. So I look forward to Tuesday because I know for myself, that's going to be a new episode for me from My Two Cents on Life. I want to say thank you to my listeners, and I want to welcome the new listeners. Thank you and welcome. And let me just say this real quick for the new listeners about My Two Cents on Life, the podcast, just to give a little bit understanding of what the podcast is about. It's health and wellness. And basically, my podcast is meant to help you do a couple of things. One, to live happy. One, to live healthy. And want to have an overall great lifestyle, combining those together, happy and healthy lifestyle, right? I feel like that we all know that we need to be physical, go to the gym, go work out. We all know we need to eat healthy, but the struggle is the mindset, and we all live in our mind. And if the mind is telling you you're having a bad day, your body, your soul, and your heart's having a bad day. And so through my podcast, I want to help you change your mindset on how you view life and start looking at life from a healthy perspective. And through doing that, how do you change your negative thought patterns to positive thought patterns? How do you change your mindset from negative to positive? So that's what My Two Cents on Life, the podcast, is all about. So y'all, quick story, and I want you to imagine this, and some of y'all are already living it, but if it's not you, just imagine yourself. Imagine being in a relationship, and let's just say a marriage. And let's say in that marriage, there's a lot of rules and a lot of terms and that are being put on you individually, not the other person. There's no rules. There's no terms. The rules and terms only comes for you, to you. Right. And you have to meet these rules and meet these terms in order for this person to be happy. Right. And so imagine that. And some of us are actually living that today. Right. And so we know what that feels like. But today's podcast episode is about conditional love comes with conditions. So what I just explained a minute ago about the rules and the terms, if you're in a relationship and there's a lot of conditional love coming your way, usually conditional loves are terms and rules from another person, right? So say it again with me, conditional love comes with conditions. Why? Well, because all relationships are based on conditions. Let's just be honest. Let's just talk freely. All relationships comes with some type of conditions. Now, what those conditions look like, how you take and put those into words, put them into action, is a whole different story. But our relationships are based on conditions. And so you ask yourself why. And the reason why is because there's love involved. And that's why there's conditions. And when there's love involved, there's feelings and there's emotions. And so when there's feelings and there's emotions, then there's this thing called love language, and people want you to meet their love language. And if you don't meet their love language based on their rules and their terms, then that makes the relationship that much more worse. And again, when I say relationships, I'm talking about husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, even with friendships. Friendships comes with conditions. And just to give you a quick example, what that looks like is that if you have a friend and they're not there for you when you need them to be, the general response would be, hey, we're supposed to be friends. When I need you, you're not there. You can't give me the time I need. You can't hear my drama. You can't help me resolve my issues because you're always busy. And so when you talk about conditions in a friendship, those are conditions, right? And some of us got a needy ass friend that's like that. Well, they need us to be there. And we have to be there to meet their love language, right? But back to what I was talking about, conditional love come with conditions. We're talking about that today. And again, conditional love, there's feelings involved. And when there's feelings, there's conditions. And from conditions, it's that love language thing I talked about, right? Conditional love comes with conditions all the time, like I said earlier. And I keep repeating that, y'all, but it does, right? And some of y'all probably have been in a friendship or a relationship and you realize like, hey, this person I'm with, I have to do certain things to make this person feel valuable, right? To make this person feel supported or make them feel appreciated, Right. And that's love language. And there's a lot of different love languages out there. But with conditional love, there can be love language tied to it. But I don't like conditional love, because I feel like that if someone is going to show you love, there also need to be unconditional love as well as conditional love. Right. But someone who has conditional love for you, let's talk about that. Someone who has conditional love for you, they don't share their love freely. Right. It's more along the lines of, what have you done for me lately? Right? And if you're in a relationship where someone has that attitude, what have you done for me lately? And they don't want to love you freely because they feel like that you're not meeting their terms and conditions, then that's definitely going to be a tough relationship. No relationship should be based on what have you done for me lately. A relationship should be based on mutuality, right? Where there's mutual time spent that you're agreeing on. Right? We have a mutual agreement to meet once a month and talk. We have a mutual agreement to where when one of us is having a hard time, we make ourselves available to be able to talk to them and figure out what's going on in their life and how can I be there for them. Right? But when there's conditions involved and it's one-sided, only one person is going to have that rule, that term on them. The other party may not have that or not going to have that at all. Right? And so people who show conditional love don't show their love freely, like I said. And so, what have you done for me lately? What can you do for me today to make me feel like there's love for me, right? When there's conditional love, people impose down rules on you, and rules come with telling you or making you feel like that there's something you have to do. There's a certain uniform you have to follow. There's something you have to do to follow that person's rules so that they will continue to love you freely. And I say love you freely, and I snicker about that, but that's really true, that if someone has conditional love for you, they're not gonna love you freely, like I said earlier. It comes to terms. And terms is like, I need you to do this for me. I need you to do that for me. You have to do this, right? And terms leads to actions. And one thing when it comes to actions in a relationship, men are really big on give me sex when I want it, how I want it, and what I want, right? And on the reverse side of that, women, a lot of your love languages is ladies, give me time, right? You want the person you with to give you time to make you feel valuable when you're together, and just take that moment to say, hey, I'm here with you. I'm spending time with you. So those are two things from a boyfriend and girlfriend perspective of how people will put terms and conditions on you. The example for that was men, give me sex. Ladies was give me time, right? And those two examples are really big. A lot of relationships are ruined because of those two very things, where the man is not getting the sex that he wants, so he won't spend time with the wife, the girlfriend. And same thing for the girlfriend. He's not spending time, so she's not going to give him sex. Or it could be vice versa. It could be the woman pushing the sex and the man pushing the time. Everybody's relationship is different, right? And I'm not going to say it's one-sided, but those are two great examples I thought to use, because a lot of relationships are dealing with those two very things, okay? People who show you conditional love, there's a way to kind of find out if it's conditional love, and I'm not going to say this is going to solve all the problems, but there's two things with people who show you conditional love would normally say. This is who I am. So basically, that's someone saying that this is who I am. I'm not going to change. Love me for me. That's exactly what that means, y'all. So if you're a person who says this is who I am, then that's you just showing conditional love. You don't want to change for that person or try to meet them in the middle somewhere. And I used to be a big guy. I used to be a big person that would say that all the time. This is who I am. I'm J Dub. Ain't nobody gonna change me. That was my whole thing. And my wife would tell you now, she laugh about it, because she's like, yeah, when I first got with you, you had this so hard guy persona where this is who I am, and ain't nobody gonna change J Dub, and I'm gonna be who I am. And when she laughed now, I laugh with her, because I'm like, yeah, that was me. That was me showing people around me and people I was with conditional love, because it came with conditions. And the reason why it came with conditions is because I'd had my heart broken a few times. And when your heart's been broken, you put it in a cast, and then you try to say, well, I'm not going to let someone do this anymore. And so in order to get love from me, here goes my conditions, right? You have to give me sex when you want to, when I want to. You have to spend time with me when I say you need to spend time with me. And see what I mean? When you get your heart broke, there goes those conditions, and you start putting those conditions on innocent people who don't deserve those conditions put on them, right? And that happens a lot where we put conditions on the wrong person, the person who didn't hurt us, the person who didn't break our heart, the person that shows us conditional love. We put those rules and conditions on someone else who's actually doing that for us, which is showing us unconditional love. All right. So back to what I said, this is who I am. That's one thing, a person who shows you conditional love, what they'll say. The next thing is that if you don't like it, leave. It's my way or the highway. Either you love it or you leave it. I take that, and I feel like when I hear that, it's someone basically telling you, and not basically, they're straight out saying that if you don't like who I am, go find someone else who's different. I don't think that that's really a cool statement to tell someone because you could always be the other person on the other end, right? Where someone is really, really trying to understand you, and your only response to them trying to understand you is that if you don't like it, you can leave it. And so be very careful about using that. And sometimes words is you can't take words back. Once words are said, once they're done, once they happen, you may get over it because you said it and you know you didn't mean it, but the person you said it to is not going to get over it because in their heart, they keep hearing that same word over and over again. This is who I am, love it or leave it. Right? And so we want to be very careful about saying those things. But that was two examples, y'all, of someone who's showing you conditional love, what they might say to you. They may say other things as well that stands out and speaks volumes to you about their conditional love. But those are two popular ones I've used and ones I've heard before. All right. And so let's talk about conditional love. What does it lead to? When you're showing someone conditional love, it's going to take you somewhere and it's not going to be somewhere good, right? And when I say conditional love, y'all, I'm talking about, again, let me just bring this back up, is that when I talk about conditional love, excuse me, I'm talking about it being you've been in a one-sided relationship. I'm talking about you with someone and you showing them all the unconditional love, and all they're showing you is conditional love with their rules and their terms. So don't get it mixed up, right? So this is what conditional love leads to, right? Inconsistent affection. Right? That means you're with someone and you know there's not a lot of affection. There's really not no hugging, no kissing, no touching, none of that. And if it is, it's very limited. It's when they want to, not when you want to, when they want to, right? So that's one thing that conditional love can lead to, with you showing someone conditional love, and they start to realize it at a point, they can be the person that starts to show you the inconsistent affection because they know that you're not going to change and you're going to continue to demonstrate your conditional love on them. And so now they're going to, like I said, the heart's in the cash, you broke their heart, and now they're going to be the ones that's showing you other actions based on what you've done to force this out of them. So, inconsistent affection. The next one is no sex. Your relationship with someone and there's no sex, and it just makes the relationship really, really bad. That causes doubt. That causes someone to really question is the one they with only with them. Just think about it. When you're not giving someone sex, it's a mental for some of us. And even if we don't know and think you're cheating because you're not giving us sex, our mind is going to start telling us that you are cheating because if you don't want me, then you want someone else. Right. But again, y'all, back to my point, conditional love leads to these things. So if you're the one showing someone conditional love, it can lead to all these things. It can lead to no time spent. A person doesn't want to spend time with someone who doesn't want to spend time with them. A person doesn't want to spend time with someone who's not being affectionate or loving to them. Right. A person doesn't want to spend time with someone who has a bunch of rules and terms about when we're together, how we're going to hang out and the way things need to be. Right. When there's no time spent, no sex, inconsistent or limited affection, there starts to be this thing called withdrawing. One person starts to withdraw from a relationship, or maybe two people. It's possible who can withdraw from a relationship, right? And when you start to withdraw from a relationship, you start to sit on island yourself. Right. And I say island yourself, which means on your own little island. It's just you separating yourself from this person. And if y'all live in the same household, you in one room, they're in another room, y'all have pretty much separated yourselves. And now you're both withdrawing. And just take this, y'all, and just really let this marinate. No chemistry, from withdrawing, because that's what happens when you start to withdraw in a relationship. There's no chemistry between you and that person. And no chemistry equals bad relationship. And relationships can get so bad to where someone can get detrimentally hurt, or there can be things said that shouldn't be said. There can be things done that shouldn't be done. You ever hear someone say that they're in a relationship and a person treated them a certain way with conditions and terms and rules, and they start playing that same person's game. And when they did that, they started showing that same person what they showed them with the love, with the conditions. And so in doing so, now you're both hurting each other. And so that, again, that's just making for a bad relationship. And so why would you want to be in a relationship like that where there's no chemistry and it's just a bad relationship? But some of us have been in relationships like that for years, over and over and over again. I've seen it. I've heard about it. I've read about it. Some of us just don't break off relationships as soon as we need to. I understand there's this thing called love, and it kind of makes it hard to walk away. But if it's bad chemistry, it's making a bad relationship. There's no affection. There's no sex and no time spent. It may be time to really determine if this is good for you, right? Conditional love makes you feel unloved, right? You don't feel loved because there's conditions. It makes you feel unsupported. You don't feel supported by that person when all their love is just come with conditions. Quid pro quo, right? What you do? What are you gonna do for me, right? And at that point, then you start to feel unappreciated. And a person who starts to feel this way from someone in a relationship with, you have to be very careful, because there's a thin line between love and hate. And that's from a song. And I know y'all have heard this song before, at least the majority of y'all. And when there's a thin line between love and hate, a person can love you today and not love you tomorrow because your conditions weigh too heavily on them. And so you want to be careful that you don't push someone away. You want to be careful that you don't make someone feel unsupported or unloved or even underappreciated. Because when that happens, again, I think it was a bad relationship. No chemistry, right? And so, y'all, with this episode, I want to do two more episodes. I'm gonna do a series. It's a series on love, and the first one is today. It's conditional love. I'm gonna do unconditional love next week, and then the week after that, I'm gonna do sacrificial love, right? But next week, I'm gonna talk about what does unconditional love look like. Just so you understand what that looks like, I don't want y'all to be confused and start thinking like, is a person I'm with showing me conditional love or unconditional love? I want to make it wide and clear for y'all to be able to know this person is showing me conditional love, or they show me unconditional love, or no, this is sacrificial love. And without talking too much into sacrificial love, because I'm going to talk about it on the podcast, sacrificial love is really, really, really you loving somebody and being able to sacrifice and allow your love language to be looked over until that person gets better. And did you hear what I said? Until that person gets better, this should happen when there's something going on, right? There should never be sacrificial love to where it's always one-sided, right? Sacrificial love should be both-sided. But if one person can't show you or give you what you need in your relationship right now, it should be a point in time where they have or they are going to. Okay, so, but I'll talk more about sacrificial love 2 weeks from now. Again, next week is going to be unconditional love. All right, so that's going to be my next series on love, and so tune in for that. Like I said, today we're doing conditional love, next week unconditional love, and then the week after that sacrificial love. Y'all follow me on the gram. On the gram, my name is James Watkins. That's WATKINS at 40 and Fit Life Coach. I'll say that again, at 40 and Fit Life Coach. You can always email me at jewatki1@gmail.com. And so, y'all, if you follow me on the gram, if you need my coaching, you need any of my services, on the gram, I have a job form. When you click on the form, and once you go through the process of clicking on a form, it's basically going to be some different selections of what you need from me for coaching goals. There's the fitness aspect, there's the supplement aspect, there's the motivation aspect, there's the mindset aspect, and a few other things. So whatever fits your coaching needs, go ahead and fill out that job form, and then I will be in contact with you in 24 to 48 hours. Okay. I'll just respond to you. Just make sure you leave your email so I can get back to you via email. All right. Well, y'all, I'm gonna pray this out, because I feel like love is from God, and God is love. And in this three-part series, I want us to really, really be able to take the word love and be able to put conditional, unconditional, or sacrificial love in front of it. And with doing so, that means you're going to be able to understand and interpret what does your love look like for you. I know there's a book out there called The Five Different Love Languages, and I hope it's five. But if you're a person who don't know what your love language is, read that book, because that's going to help you, especially if you're in a relationship, try to get better in a relationship. Okay. But anyways, I'm going to pray this out. Father God, thank you for today. We thank you for the podcast, My Two Cents on Life. We thank you for Coach James. Jesus, we pray you continue to strengthen him, give him the knowledge, give him the words to say, to be able to share back to the audience. And Jesus, I pray that my words from me be right from you. And I pray that my audience hear that. And I pray that the words that I speak to them, they'll be able to use it, share it, and wear it with those among them, Jesus. I pray that my two cents on life continue to grow. And again, Jesus, I want to thank my listeners and welcome the new listeners. And I ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. And as I always say, y'all, practice self-care. That's my two cents on y'all. Peace. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Have a wonderful day. God bless, and I love y'all. Peace.